you know, kind of not feeling very well, loss of appetite. Sometimes they can vomit or have constipation.
A full recall list is available on the FDA's website. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories today, former President George W. Bush paid tribute to his dad, the late President George H.W. Bush, during the state funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. The younger Bush said his father lived every day to the fullest.
He was born with just two settings, full throttle, then sleep. As he aged, he taught us how to grow with dignity, humor, and kindness. And when the good Lord finally called, how to meet him with courage and with the joy of the promise of what lies ahead. Dad could relate to people from all walks of life. He was an empathetic man. He valued character over pedigree. And he was no cynic. He looked for the good in each person, and he usually found it. Dad taught us that public service is noble and necessary, that one can serve with integrity and hold true to the important values like faith and family. He strongly believed that it was important to give back to the community and country in which one lived. He recognized that serving others enriched the giver's soul. To us, his was the brightest of a thousand points of light.
In typical George W. Bush fashion, as he entered the Washington National Cathedral, he made his way over to Michelle Obama and slipped her a little piece of candy. Now, this goes back to the exchange that happened back during the late Senator John McCain's funeral. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For my character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom and he visits me and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skin generation.
Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole nother plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
A good
probably.
Chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well,
halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the original. So it'd be interesting. So it's like a TV 14 type thing there? PG 13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
I got,
okay. Now that, see, now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now. Doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, like, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, like, what they were looking for through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Like, somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone mm-hmm. to the extent that they wanted it to.
That's it's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him. So
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does
That's
he think?
Okay.
Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, you know, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Why is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. You know, like we're like very open with each other. You know, Pippin
mm-hmm.
and Fastrada. Like, there are no other barriers. Or Fastrada.
For my character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this. In this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother.
Right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside. So he comes away from the kingdom and he visits me. And I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he mm-hmm. deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skin generation.
Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself. Okay. I don't know what's going
on. Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Lewis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well.
Halfway?
Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it did. It was fairly strong in the original, but so it'd be interesting. So it's like a TV-14 type thing, PG-13.
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production, okay. So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
and then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
They got that's okay.
Now that. See, now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now, doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, what they were looking for through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone, mm-hmm. to the extent that they wanted it to.
So. That's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him, so
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does he think?
Okay.
Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. We're very open with each other. Pippin mm-hmm. and Fastrada. There are no other barriers. Fastrada. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
I don't know. It's just. We've already broken the barriers, we've experienced sex and we've experienced, first love and
mm-hmm.
The expectations of husband and wife. So it's not, there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay. And you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see. And so now you're happy with just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah, okay. It's tapped everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
for my character.
Okay. Now, I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skips
animation. Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I'm Pippin's stepmother, and I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king, and so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
A good
probably.
Chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well...
Halfway.
Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but
okay.
I don't know. You're gonna have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the original, so it'd be so it's like a TV 14 type thing there. PG 13?
Yeah, we are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
That's okay.
Now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now. Doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, what they were looking for through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone, mm-hmm. to the extent that they wanted it to.
That's it's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him, so
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does
That's
he think?
Okay. Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, you know, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Why is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. You know, we're very open with each other. You know, Pippin
mm-hmm.
and Fastrada. There are no other barriers. Or Fastrada. Too many women. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
I don't know. It's just. We've already broken the barriers, you know, we've experienced sex and we've experienced, you know, first love and
mm-hmm.
The expectations of husband and wife. So it's
right.
not, there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay. And you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see. And so now you're happy with
yeah.
just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful. Right.
Yeah. Okay. It's not everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skip generation.
Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
Probably. A good chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or are you just
kind of? I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well.
Halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the original, so it'd be interesting. So it's like a TV-14 type thing there? PG-13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
That's okay.
Now, that See, now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now, doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, like, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, like, what they were looking for through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Like, somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone to mm-hmm. the extent that they wanted it to. So.
That's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him, so
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does he
That's
think?
Okay. Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, you know, everything that he was looking for. You have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Why is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. You know, like we're like very open with each other. You know, Pippin mm-hmm. and Fastrada. Like, there are no other barriers. Or Fastrada.
Too many women.
It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
You know, like I don't know. It's just. Like if like we've already broken the barriers, you know, like we've experienced sex and we've experienced, you know, first love and
mm-hmm.
The expectations of husband and wife. So it's not there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay, and you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see, and so now you're happy with just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah, okay. It's not like everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For my character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? Are you guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So, I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so, my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so, I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well.
Halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it did. It was fairly strong in the original. So it'd be interesting. So it's a TV-14 type thing there? PG-13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton. Now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now. Doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, what they were looking for through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone, to mm-hmm. the extent that they wanted it to.
So. That's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him. So
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does he think?
Okay. Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Why is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. We're very open with each other. Pippin
mm-hmm.
and Fastrada. There are no other barriers. Or Fastrada. Too many women. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
I don't know. It's just. We've already broken the barriers, we've experienced sex and we've experienced, first love and
mm-hmm.
The expectations of husband and wife. So it's
right.
not, there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay. And you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see. And so now you're happy with
yeah.
just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not like everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness. It's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For my character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So, I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so, my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so, I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
There's a good chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or are you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well.
Halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the original. It's like a TV 14 type thing there? PG-13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
They got, that's okay.
Now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now, doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, like, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, like, what they were looking for through the whole thing, mm-hmm. even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Like, somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone, mm-hmm. to the extent that they wanted it to. So.
That's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him, so
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
Okay.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, you know, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Why is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. You know, like we're like very open with each other. You know, Pippin mm-hmm. and Fistrata. Like there are no other barriers. Or Fistrata.
Too many women.
It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
You know, like I don't know. It's just. Like if like we've already broken the barriers, you know, like we've experienced sex and we've experienced, you know, first love and mm-hmm. The expectations of husband and wife. So it's but not there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay, and you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see, and so now you're happy with yeah. just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful. Right.
Yeah. Okay. It's not like everything.
Okay. All right. We've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness. It's out of control here. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For my character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Oh, through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skip generation. Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
A good
probably.
Chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well.
Halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah! A teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the original. So it'd be interesting. So it's like a TV-14 type thing there? PG 13.
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
They
got
okay.
Now that see now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now. Doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, what they were looking for through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone to mm-hmm. the extent that they wanted it to.
That's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship? Is he just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him. So
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does he think?
Okay. Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Why is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. We're very open with each other. Pippin
mm-hmm.
and Fastrada. There are no other barriers. Or Fastrada.
Too many women.
It's so hard to keep track.
Giving
Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
I don't know. It's just. We've already broken the barriers, we've experienced sex and we've experienced, first love and
mm-hmm.
The expectations of husband and wife. So it's
right.
not, there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay. And you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see. And so now you're happy with
yeah.
just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
It's not like everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom and he visits me and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Oh, through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skip generation. Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I'm Pippin's stepmother. And I have a son of my own named
yes.
Louis.
Yes.
And so my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king. And so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
A good
probably.
Chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or are you just
kind of? I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well.
Halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went, but,
okay.
I don't know. You're going to have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. it was fairly strong in the original. It's a TV-14 type thing there? PG-13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
That's okay.
Now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now, doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, like, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, like, what they were looking for through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Like, somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone, mm-hmm. to the extent that they wanted it to. So.
That's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Is he
just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him, so
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does
That's
he think?
Okay. Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, you know, everything that he was looking for, you have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Why is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. You know, like we're like very open with each other. You know, Pippin mm-hmm. and Fastrada. Like there are no other barriers. Or Fastrada.
Wow.
Too many women. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
You know, like I don't know. It's just. Like if like we've already broken the barriers, you know, like we've experienced sex and we've experienced, you know, first love and mm-hmm. The expectations of husband and wife. So it's not there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay, and you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see, and so now you're happy with just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah, okay. It's not like everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For my character.
Okay. Now, I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own.
There you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skips generation.
Everything makes sense now.
There you go.